This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour, and this is your home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world. Those are the men that make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series, and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series, presented by Bass Pro Shops, and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a BASS Nation Club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just go to Bassmaster.com and hit the home button and click on, you guessed it, Bassmaster Radio. Well, we are now 1 week away from rebooting the Elite Series after a two-month break to allow for the Geico Bassmaster Classic. The boys are headed for the Sabine River out of Orange, Texas. But this is a bit of a different fishery this time. The Sabine sits on the Louisiana-Texas border. And in 2013 and 2015, everything was open. But due to some confusing laws regarding access in Louisiana, the fishermen will be restricted to the Texas side of the main river and the Texas tributaries. Now, it's still a lot of water, but clearly a different deal. Texan Todd Faircloth won on the Sabine in 2013 and was ninth in 2015. So he'll join us a little bit later on with thoughts on this event. To help us understand what's going on in the bayou, BASS Director of Conservation Gene Gilliland will join us to get things started. And if you're talking about the bayou, really, you got to talk to the Cajun baby, Cliff Crochet. Now, you know that he's going to be boiling some crawfish for Easter, but we're going to grab him for a few minutes today as well. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this one off the dock. It's a Resurrection Weekend edition of Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. The Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Elite, presented by Econo Lodge, is coming to the Sabine River in Orange, Texas. Weigh-ins and takeoffs will take place at the City of Orange Boat Ramp April 6th through the 9th. Takeoff is at 6:45 a.m., and the weigh-ins will begin around 3 p.m. There'll be a family-friendly festival and expo and interactive sponsor displays as well on Saturday and Sunday at the City of Orange Boat Ramp area. For additional details, visit Bassmaster.com.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/Bass.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. And as promised, Gene Gilliland, he is the Director of Conservation for BASS. And he's a busy guy right now. I mean, there's so much stuff that's going on around the country having to do with access and other rules that impact tournaments and areas. And we're going to get into that a little bit with him. Also, Cliff Crochet coming up as well to talk about this Louisiana situation. But, Gene, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm still kind of recovering from the week of the Bassmaster Classic.
Yeah, aren't we all? You did a great job by you up there at the media day as well. And I thought, you know, I got to get Gene Gilliland in here to tell us more about what's going on in Louisiana down there in the Bayou area, down south of 10 and in that whole area, because I'm not sure that we all understand exactly what is going on. And, of course, we've got the Sabine River coming up, and, you know, half of the fishery, so to speak, has been blocked off because the anglers are going to be kept on the Texas side of the Sabine River and into tributaries and so on. So explain to us exactly what the situation is right now in Louisiana in the Bayou areas and what we're trying to get done and, you know, what Louisiana is trying to get done with this new bill.
Well, Louisiana has a very unique law. They're different from essentially every other state in the country, that most places have navigable water laws, that if you can float it, you can boat it. But in Louisiana, and this goes way back to like Napoleon, you know, back when Louisiana was a French territory and so on, landowners can actually own the water and restrict access to the water. The problem comes in, there's some conflicts with Louisiana law about tidal waters. When it's connected to the Gulf of Mexico and when it's affected by tides and flowing in and out and so on. And it's very confusing. And the way the laws are written right now, landowners don't have to put up posted signs or anything like that. And so me as a boater or an angler, I don't know for sure where I can and can't go. Mm-hmm. And that was the crux of the issue when Bass decided not to go to Louisiana this year to make it off limits for the Sabine River tournament. Trip Weldon felt that we don't have a level playing field. You know, if an angler goes into a canal or a bayou somewhere and catches a bunch of fish and leaves, great. The next angler comes in there an hour later and somebody runs him off because they say, hey, you're trespassing.
Right.
Well, that's not a level field. And we can't, they don't have good maps. There's no way you can just go down to the county courthouse or pull up a map on Google and find out where you can and can't fish. So Bass decided, let's just stay away. And that sort of precipitated this whole thing with the legislation that has just come up. You know, having tournaments in South Louisiana, whether it's on the Sabine River or the Atchafalaya Basin, or, you know, we've had the Classic out of New Orleans a couple of times.
Right.
A lot of those areas across South Louisiana now, anglers just don't know where they can and can't go. And so when we said we were not going back, it's kind of got people stirred up. Of course, the charter boat fishermen, the guides, you know, they don't know exactly where they can and can't take clients.
Right.
If you're just a recreational fisherman wanting to go down there, you don't know where you can and can't go because it's not all posted.
Yeah.
And so finally, it kind of came to a head here just a couple of weeks ago that one of the legislators there in Louisiana decided to kind of kickstart this whole process of getting some laws changed and introduced a bill that would better define what they call flowing waters.
Yep.
And what places can and can't be restricted.
Right. Yeah, so it's bigger than just bigger than a posting issue, right? I mean, we've seen the fences and areas like that where, you know, landowners have put up a fence or a posting that says you can't come in here. But this is more than just posting, right? The ultimate goal here, from what I understand, seems to be to make it, you know, if you can float it, you can boat it, to make it where the flowing water is not private property, just the land. The guy might own the farm on both sides of the swamp or both sides of the canal, but the water itself is not restricted. I mean, that's the ultimate deal, right? Not just a matter of legalizing how they post their property.
Yes, that's our end game. Sure, we and the other people that fish and love to fish in Louisiana that come from all over the country would like to have the same types of regulations and rules that we have most other places, that the water is public water. Now, it can be private land, and we don't want to encourage any kind of trespassing or damage to private property, but allow people to fish those areas. And, of course, the other thing that makes it really kind of complicated in Louisiana, too, is all of this land loss and the erosion and things that are going on down there. You know, we've talked about that, how the marsh is going away because of land loss. And so it's a really tricky situation. And the other part that kind of confounds all this is that on the other side, you've got huge landowners and oil companies that own gigantic tracts of land down there. And there's liability concerns. Obviously, they don't want to get sued if somebody goes down a canal somewhere and gets hurt.
Right.
And so there's a lot of money on one side and a lot of big, you know, wealthy and influential landowners. And then on the other side, you've got the fishermen, the recreational fishermen, for the most part, trying to maintain what they call the sportsman's paradise. That, you know, it's on their license plate.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know that this bill is going to fix everything, but it's a start, and it will get the conversation started, and hopefully, as things progress, we can come to some sort of compromise situation that will protect landowner rights, but still allow people, you know, access to those waters for fishing, because there's places down there now where there may be public water, but you can't get to it because you have to go through private waters, quote, private waters.
Yeah.
So, you know, in effect, what it does is it makes a lot of public areas private.
Yeah.
And that's not good for anybody.
BASS Conservation Director Gene Gilliland with us. Just a couple of minutes left here, Gene. But tell us what's going on in Wisconsin now, because it's an issue of what is catch and release, catch, hold, and release, you know, and so on. A couple of questions that are being posed there on April 9th at a public meeting. Tell us, you know, what's going on up there and how that could affect tournaments in Wisconsin, another great fishery.
Well, Wisconsin has a system where people go to these public meetings and they vote on potential questions that will be posed to the wildlife commissioners. Mm. And two of these questions can directly affect bass tournament fishing this year. One of them is actually a pro tournament question. The other one is kind of against tournaments. But the main thing is that people need to go to the Wisconsin DNR website and they can look for these public meetings that are held around the state, and they need to get there and make their voices heard for and against those two particular pieces of the proposals that are out there. If people don't show up, the only people that wind up coming to these meetings are the folks that are going to be against us.
Right.
And that's the real key, is we've got to get anglers motivated to show up, or they're not going to like the train that's going to run us over.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And there's issues like this all over the country. People should, bass fishermen, outdoorsmen, any kind of fishermen really should kind of keep an eye on these issues. And you and the crew at BASS do a great job making sure that everybody knows what is going on. I mean, I read about it in Bass Times all the time in the conservation section, and we find out what's going on around the country. And I think that's a very, very important thing. And that's kind of at the core of who we were all the way back to when Ray Scott started this whole deal, right? I mean, being an active
exactly.
outdoorsman, yeah.
And that's one of the things we're really trying to ramp up more, especially on Bassmaster.com. That's the way we have to get those call to actions out. When something comes up, we need people to respond. They need to be monitoring Bassmaster.com and the conservation news section, if you scroll down to the bottom of the home page, look for stuff that's coming up, because it may not affect your state today, but it might tomorrow.
Oh, it will. That's absolutely that's a great point. Gene Gilliland has been our guest, conservation director at BASS. Gene, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to help sort this out for us.
All right, glad to do it. Anytime.
All right, thank you. There you go. That's an update on it. Now, coming up next, Cliff Crochet, who is a native of the Bayou, will join us, and he'll tell us, give us his thoughts from a fisherman's standpoint on what is going on down there. The Cajun Baby is next right here on Bassmaster Radio on ESB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Now is your chance to fish with the 2017 Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Brandon Polinek, and win a Skeeter ZX190 with a Yamaha VF150 LA motor. Plus, Brandon's prize pack includes items from Hummingbird, Minn Kota, Cabela's, GoPro, and more. Total prize value of $57,500. Enter at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. That's Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Fish with Brandon Polinek and win great prizes. So you love the outdoors, but you love to work too. Well, if you're an electrician or work in the electrical contracting trade, ABC Electric Service in Southwest Florida has an opportunity for you right now. Southwest Florida is an exploding market, but it's also a fisherman's paradise. From the back bays and offshore fishing of the Gulf to nearby Lake Okeechobee, Southwest Florida has it all. And ABC Electric has been serving this market for over 40 years. They are looking for everything from apprentices to estimators and management talent. Go to abcelectricservice.com to learn more and email your resume. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to shadyrays.com/BASS. That's shadyrays.com/bass.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion, Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster Live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Bassmaster Radio on ESB Nation Radio Network. And look, if you're talking about Louisiana and you're talking about what's going on down there with the access issues and everything else, and you got a guy that's fishing a tour that they call the Cajun Baby, I mean, you got to talk to the Cajun Baby, right? Cliff Crochet, and he joins us now here on Bassmaster Radio. Cliff, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Oh, life is good. Life is good. Thanks for having me.
I hear you. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on down there from a fisherman's perspective. First of all, when did all of this start, and what are these people doing, man? I mean, the water's the water. It's not like you own the rivers and the lakes and everything else. I mean, just tell us a little bit about how this all kind of came about, this battle for access in Louisiana.
This battle's been going on for some time, probably, I don't know, as long as I can remember, but it's just gotten worse and worse, or I should say more intense, as landowners get more protective of their land, and it's not so much gated canals, but what we're seeing now is issues with open water that the common fella sees, and it looks like open water, and it's not, and people getting run out and tickets, and it's become a big issue, and finally. There's a conversation going on about it with lawmakers. So
yeah, Yeah, hopefully that's what we've been talking about, is hopefully they're going to reverse that. And, you know, if it's open flowing water, that it's going to have access to everybody. Because, you know, you think about this and you wonder what could be the far-reaching effects in other parts of the country. I mean, we all know stories and have had stories about, you know, lakes that are heavily residential, about people, you know, getting mad if you're fishing around their dock, you know, as if they own the land under the dock. They own their dock. You know, we get that. We don't want to do any damage to their property. But, you know, some people think they own the water 100 feet out from shore and so on. And but in Louisiana, it's even worse than that when you've got these waters that kind of, you know, these bayous and so on, too, especially where water just kind of flows. And the issue is, who owns the, you know, the ground underneath the river or the swamp, even, if you will, and it can get dangerous, right, man? I mean, you know, down there, you guys are kind of nuts. I mean, people are getting shot at and everything else.
Yeah, so it's been an isolated issue every now and then, but it's a weird deal. Like for me personally, you know, I don't spend much time south of Highway 90. Mm-hmm. Because there is so much gray area, the Paiute Black area, south and a coastal, you know, you don't know what's right or wrong, or what you can fish, what you can't fish. So, you know, I don't spend much time down there. It's just a bad, it's a weird deal. And hopefully, you know, there's a bill that the lawmakers have right now. They're looking at. Hopefully, they can get it resolved. I really think there's a common ground that sportsmen and landowners can share, where everybody's happy. But I hope that's what we're working towards.
Yeah, that would be the way. And you know, is this something that you just see in that area? Have you experienced any of this anywhere else? Because, of course, you know, we'd be going to the Sabine River. We'll be talking about that in a moment. But, you know, can you see this being something with the folks around, you know, lower Alabama and the panhandle of Florida and other places would be looking at kind of enacting the same things if it doesn't get nipped in the bud?
Yeah, I'm not sure how the old state laws work, but I know in Louisiana everything south of the intercoastal is an issue, you know.
Yeah.
The only other place I know that's like this in the country is in New York, where, you know, they dig out a basin that becomes private water.
Yeah.
And I just think it's kind of funny that, you know, the good old coonasses in Louisiana have the same laws as the people in New York. And, you know, because those two cultures are probably, you know, seem to be as far apart as they could be, you know, but their laws are the same. So
yeah.
I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, look, let me tell you, as a guy from upstate New York, don't get New York City confused with upstate New York, because upstate New York is just a bunch of coon asses that don't have the accent that you have. You know, I'm just saying, you think I got an accent, but that's just the kind of the same people. Cliff Crochet with us, the Cajun baby with us a little bit. He's a Skeeter Pro, Yamaha Pro as well, and a Rattle Trap Pro as well, man. And, you know, I'm a big Rattle Trap fan from way back in the day, man. It's so many different ways to use it, and there's so many other lipless crankbaits out there that are very good as well, but there's nothing like the good old-fashioned original Bill Lewis Rattle Trap and those Echoes, and it's just a great product. There's just so many different ways to throw that thing, especially this time of year, huh?
It is. It's a real versatile bait, and to give it a Rattle Trap, sometimes it gets thrown in just the springtime category, but it's definitely not a springtime. I mean, it is a springtime bait, but it's definitely not just a springtime bait. That's a 12-month bait, you know.
Yeah.
The good thing about Rattle Trap is, you know, if you talk to 100 fishermen throughout the country, probably 100 of them would have a Rattle Trap story from when they were younger or a big fish. That Rattle Trap is bass fishing history.
Yeah.
It just is. That's the cool thing about it.
Yeah. And it's one of those baits, kind of like a Texas rig worm or, you know, wacky, some other stuff, that they just don't seem to get conditioned to. You know, we see a lot of baits that fish do get conditioned to. The big swim bait, you know, I saw that on Gunnersville where they kind of got conditioned to that a little bit. Even the umbrella rig, you know, the Alabama rig or something like that, sometimes fish will get conditioned to some of that stuff. But something about a Rattle Trap, the reaction strike with that deal, it's been catching fish for 30 years or more, you know?
I will give you one little quick Rattle Trap tip that I like, and I think maybe why it doesn't get old. But not rattle trap, you can reel it as fast as you can, and it stays true.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's the deal for a rattle trap bite. You know, speed kills.
Yeah.
Speed kills, and sometimes that I've had them break my arm just reeling that thing.
Yeah. And you know, it's also a great bait to yo-yo and grass, you know, grass tops and things like that. And a lot of times they'll hit it on a drop. You know, you'll rip it through the grass and then let it sink and on a little bit of a slack line. And you know, I've had great success, you know, from north to south. I mean, really from Cayuga Lake to Gunnersville, I've had great success kind of yo-yoing that thing a little bit too. And just hang on when that thing drops. It'll just fall straight down and it'll nail it.
That is one fun thing. And that's something, another reason why I think they don't get conditioned to it is at one point it can be a straight bubble bait.
Yeah.
Reeling it, ripping it, you know, pure bubble fishing. And then it can almost be a finesse type deal.
Yeah.
You know, where you're yo-yoing it and worming it and even pulling it and dragging it. That bait is definitely a hero. Definitely has a lot of personality.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I got to stop talking about them because they're gonna have to be a sponsor on the show. You know what I mean? I talk about Rattle Trap too much. You know the you know, that's for sure. Cliff Crochet with us. All right, your thoughts on the Sabine River? That's kind of just that's a neighboring deal for you right there on the Louisiana Texas border. But you guys are not going to be able to go into Louisiana waters. I don't know if that means much to you there, but you cashed a check there in 2015. It's a river fishery, obviously. What's your thoughts on how that thing will go?
I will tell you this. I'm disappointed that we can't come to Louisiana. But I will tell you this. That's Louisiana's issue. And I applaud Bass for bringing that issue to light. I think that'll help all fishermen in Louisiana down the road. But mm-hmm. fishing-wise, you know, I think the Sabine River is all about being in the right area.
Mm-hmm.
And maximizing the most out of that one area. It you know, some places are pattern places where you can run a pattern, and you can somewhat on the Sabine, but in my experience, it's all about that right area, and you can do several things in that area, but it's to find that needle in the haystack is the deal.
Yeah, and I think the last two times, you know, when it was won last time by Lane, he had about 50 pounds or so. Faircloth won the time before that, which did 49 pounds and change. Do you expect it to be right about there, right about 50 pounds, or could you see it going north of 50?
I'm not sure. It'd be interesting to tell. The thing to find out is going to be where what's spawning, where what's left. Because it was real warm. It was cold in February, cold in January. It was warm in February. And then it got kind of springtime in March. So if you can find some fish that are still spawning, you know, it could go over 50.
Yeah.
But that 50 is a safe bet. The big thing, though, is that there's been some big fish caught in the Sabine River lately. So
yeah.
7-8 pounds. It'd be interesting to see if one of those show up.
Yeah, yeah. Cliff Crochet with us talking about the issues in Louisiana with the fishing and, of course, the Sabine River, which is coming up here next week. And that deal is going to be a Friday through Monday thing. How do the guys like that Friday through Monday deal with a championship Monday?
For me, as long as you fish in a four-beta tournament, I don't care if it's Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. As long as it's a four-beta tournament, it's all good. I'm glad that they pushed it back again. That means I get to spend Eastbound home with my family. So that's a good thing for me. But it don't matter if day four is at midnight on Saturday night. It wouldn't matter. Day four of an Elite to this tournament is special.
Did they boil crawfish on Easter Sunday in Louisiana? I mean, I know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you can get your hands on it. It's kind of tough this weekend, but I think I'll be all right. I got about 4 sacks coming to the house. I had to pull some strings and I owe some favors and this and that. But they'll be balling at my house Sunday morning.
All right. Cliff Crochet, the Cajun baby, talking Louisiana and, of course, the Sabine River. Good luck this weekend, man. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. All right, when we return, Todd Faircloth. He, a lot of people think, is the favorite at the Sabine River. We'll talk to him about that next, right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Now is your chance to fish with the 2017 Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Brandon Polinek, and win a Skeeter ZX190 with a Yamaha VF150 LA motor. Plus, Brandon's prize pack includes items from Humminbird, Minn Kota, Cabela's, GoPro, and more. Total prize value of $57,500. Enter at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. That's Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Fish with Brandon Polinek and win great prizes. The Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Elite, presented by Econo Lodge, is coming to the Sabine River in Orange, Texas. Weigh-ins and takeoffs will take place at the City of Orange Boat Ramp April 6th through the 9th. Takeoff is at 6:45 a.m., and the weigh-ins will begin around 3 p.m. There'll be a family-friendly festival and expo and interactive sponsor displays as well on Saturday and Sunday at the City of Orange Boat Ramp area. For additional details, visit Bassmaster.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And as I said, Todd Faircloth, I mean, he's the favorite, right? For the Sabine River, you got to consider him the favorite. But keep in mind also, this is a guy, I like to call this guy an ATM machine on the Elite Tour. I mean, he's cashing over 72% of the time in BASS tournaments. He's a five-time winner, a 16-time classic qualifier as well. And he joins us now. Todd, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Y'all doing all right?
Fantastic. And just spent a moment on the classic. Didn't go the way you or a lot of other guys thought. I mean, it was kind of a weird deal the way, you know, some really big names got themselves all kind of bunched up in that group, you know, 20 to 35, 40, you know, everybody kind of with that same kind of weight, and couldn't break through with a big one in there, huh?
Yeah, it was definitely disappointing. You know, looking back on it, I mean, I was fishing, you know, the way a lot of the way the guys were doing fair in contention to win. And, you know, I'm happy about that fact, but not happy about the results. So, you know, I don't know. It was just one of those deals where you just had to keep moving and, you know, you'd fish a dozen pockets and maybe catch, you know, a couple of good ones out of one, and you know, you just had to keep moving. And I don't think I moved around quite enough.
Yeah. What a great event Greenville puts on. I mean, a tremendous turnout. Championship Sunday was amazing at the weigh-in and at the at the expo, which unfortunately you had to, you know, you were at on Sunday. You saw the great turnouts there as well. And that area does a tremendous job. Anderson and Greenville, what a great job they do putting this deal on.
Absolutely. You know, like you said, I was at the expo Sunday, and definitely by far the busiest expo I've ever worked on Sunday. And, it was nonstop talking with fans, visiting with sponsors, and just like you said, I'm not real sure if we get the support anywhere else like we do in that area, and you know, hats off to those people.
Yeah, Todd Faircloth with us. All right, before we get to the Sabine River and your start to the season this year, we have spent a decent amount of time on the show today talking about the access issue in Louisiana, and this is kind of your whole region of the country as well. And hey, do you have a thought on that whole deal? I mean, you know, it's one thing when people are kind of don't want you fishing around their dock; they think they own the water under their dock and so on. And you got to be respectful; you move on. There's enough other docks, but this deal in Louisiana where they're just blocking off huge areas, and you don't even know that they're blocked off. I mean, it's kind of crazy. And hopefully, this new legislation will go through where, you know, running waters are public waters type of deal.
Yeah, you know, I'm from Texas, and, you know, the law is in Texas, if you can float it, you can boat it. And I feel like, you know, anywhere we go in the country, you know, I feel like we should go by those same laws. You know, you don't want to limit access to the public. You know, if it's public water, we all should be able to fish it. And, you know, if it's a state or federal law, you know, like around a lot of our dams and stuff like that, and they're well-marked buoys, you know, that's understandable, but that's a safety deal. But, you know, preventing us access to, you know, waters that we've been able to fish in the past, and, you know, it's just creating a big mess. And, you know, I would hope that everybody would get behind and support that what we're trying to get, you know, done in Louisiana to open those waters back up to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And what it's resulted in is in this tournament coming up at the Sabine, you guys will not be able to go over the border into the Louisiana waters. How much do you think that affects the tournament, and how much does it affect your strategy?
Well, it's definitely going to play a role in our event down there, because you know, it just spread us out a whole lot. You know, when we were able to fish the Louisiana waters, about half the field would fish Louisiana and half the field would fish Texas. Therefore, everybody was kind of spread out, and it didn't bunch us up quite as much as it's going to this event. I think you'll see a lot more traffic in certain areas in this event, and, you know, you kind of have to strategize for that. And you know, it's you might want to get in there and bump shoulders with people the first couple of days, but then after that, you know, if you find something that's kind of off the wall or to yourself, maybe save it for the third and fourth day.
Yeah. Tell us about what it's like down there in Orange. I mean, I thought you and I talked about it back in the when the flooding happened and so on last summer, and I was at that point in time, I thought there's no way they're going to Orange in April. But Mother Nature has a way of kind of you know, putting itself back together a little bit. And is it the same old at the Sabine, or is there effects that you can see that are definitely going to be a game changer?
I pretty much think it's the same old, same old. You know, our rivers are definitely, you know, higher than they were in previous years when we were there. And I think, you know, we're supposed to get some more rainfall before the event starts. So I would expect our rivers to be a little bit higher, maybe a little bit more muddy of water. You know, and there again, that could bunch us up even more. So it's... you know, it's hard to say because we've never fished this event with a full field fishing on the Texas side. So we really don't know what to expect, but I'm expecting a lot more company, and I'm expecting it to fish a lot smaller than it has in the past. But there and again, it's equal for everybody. And, you know, I think it's, you know, there's what's good about us coming there is the fact that just to shed a positive light on that area. Those people have been through so much over the last, you know, several months now, and some of them are still, you know, displaced, and, you know, their homes are still, you know, needing work, and some of them are needing homes. And, you know, I just think it's good that we go and shed a positive light on that area. They've always been great supporters of us when we come down there. So, you know, on that side of it, I think it's a definite positive.
Yeah, and it will be a good impact, I think, good economic impact on Orange and that whole area as well. Todd Faircloth with us, won this deal in, 2013, with ninth in 2015. And you're coming off a good start at Lake Martin, 22nd at Lake Martin. And I would imagine, even though that Classic was in the middle of it, for you, at least you had that there. You know, a lot of the other guys, the guys that weren't qualified for the Classic, kind of hanging around for a couple of months waiting to fish again. And, you know, so this is a little bit of a quirky deal in the schedule, but a good start for you at Lake Martin. I imagine you want to carry that momentum forward here as you get your season going.
Yeah, it was a good start. You know, that was a new venue for me, and I think it was a new venue for a lot of the guys on tour. I think that's really, really important for bass to try to put, you know, at least a handful of events in there that, you know, we haven't been to before. I know it gets harder and harder with all the places that we've been to, you know, over the years, but it was a new event for me. I don't remember the last time bass was there, but it's been several years in the past. But it was a unique fishery in the fact that you could fish shallow, you could fish mid-depth, or you could fish deep, you know, and lots of fingers, lots of different arms to it, and it fished really big. And that was the neat aspect about it to me, was that it was new and that it fished big, and I enjoyed it. It was very competitive all the way to the last day. You know, you could take a pound, and I mean, a pound there would probably mean approximately 20 places difference, you know, and the weights were real tight and just a neat event.
Yeah, and you got some more of that coming up this year. I mean, you got Grand Lake and Kentucky Lake coming up. These are places that we're very, very familiar with. Mm-hmm. But Lake Travis, you know, for the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest. I don't know that. I mean, a lot of you guys that are Texas guys have fished Lake Travis and whatnot, but it isn't something that, you know, that has been on the circuit certainly. And then, you know, going to is it Ohi? Is that how you say it? Lake Ohi in Pierre, South Dakota. We don't even know how to say the name of that lake. And, you know, so that's going to be cool, too.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. I'll let you pronounce it for me. I don't know how to pronounce that one up there. But, Lake Travis, you know, I'm from Texas, and I've never fished Lake Travis. So,
wow.
You know, it's... We have so many great lakes in the state of Texas that, you know, I live right here around Sam Rayburn and Toledo Bend. People ask me all the time, do you you go to Falcon, do you go to Lake Fort, you know, and there's just really not a whole lot of need to drive a long ways in Texas to fish a great lake. So, you know, if I go fun fishing, I fish Rayburn or Toledo, and, you know, they're, in my opinion, two of the best in the country, but we have so many great lakes in Texas, and, you know, Lake Travis will be a new event for me. It's going to be a new event for, I'd say, probably 80% of the field. And, you know, and then you have, like you said, Ohi, or however you pronounce it. What is that, South Dakota, I believe
South
it is?
Pierre, South Dakota. Are you kidding me? That'll take you a few days to get out there, you know?
Yeah, I'm not, that's one of the few states in the country that I don't believe I've ever drove through. So that'll be new to me as well. But, you know, like you said, if you didn't fish the Classic, the guys, you know, on the schedule the way it is this year, they've had a really long lull here where they haven't fished, and I'm sure they're real antsy to get out there and fish competitively. But, you know, and it's probably the best time of the year to fish, especially in the south, southeast. And, you know, we just didn't. You know, this weather schedule worked out this year. We just, you know, we fished the Martin event and then the Classic, and there was a big lull in between. But, you know, we're back at it now. Sabine starts in a week, and excited to get back to the grind.
Yeah, yeah. Todd Faircloth with us, one of the favorites here. You won with 49 pounds and change. Chris Lane won with 50 pounds. Do you think we sit right about there, or you still think there's some fish spawning? I know there's been some warm stretches already this spring. You know, could it go north to 50?
I would say it would if we were spread out like we were before, but with it being, you know, just us fishing in Texas waters, I would kind of expect the same type of weights. It could be a little bit better. But I would kind of anticipate the same. You know, a lot of the fish, you know, in this area have already spawned. Some some are spawning, and you know, some I'm sure are pretty, but it's just going to be one of those tournaments that's going to be real tight to the end.
Yeah. And now, by the way, speaking of fishing those Texas waters, because I know a lot of people listen, are, you know, they know that area to look at it. This river is right on the border. Does that mean just strictly on the west side of the river area? I mean, we understand you're not going to go down the canals and go into Louisiana, but the, you know, the east side of the river is Louisiana. You're not even allowed to, you know, drift across the, you know, into the Louisiana waters. I mean, that's got to be, that's, it really is going to be restrictive in a way.
It is. It's, you know, the state, the Texas and Louisiana line is divided by the center of the river. So you're correct. Everything on the east side of the Sabine River would be off limits to fishing. You know, everything on the west side, which is on the Texas side, would be, you know, fishable water. But the boundary goes all the way, I believe, to Galveston, you know. So in the past, there's been guys that make that run. You know, and there's some water around the Houston area that they can fish as well. And, you know, you have the Neches River and, you know, Taylor's and all that. So, I mean, there's a lot of water.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't, to me, it's, you know, I don't have a problem making a wrong run if I know I'm in good water. And I think you'll see a lot of guys do that. But, you know, you want to maximize as much fishing time as you can as well. So yeah, we'll see. It's going to be an interesting event for sure.
Todd Faircloth has been our guest. Todd, I appreciate you joining us, and good luck on the Sabine.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. There you go, Todd Faircloth. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328, or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
So you love the outdoors, but you love to work too. Well, if you're an electrician or work in the electrical contracting trade, ABC Electric Service in Southwest Florida has an opportunity for you right now. Southwest Florida is an exploding market, but it's also a fisherman's paradise. From the back bays and offshore fishing of the Gulf to nearby Lake Okeechobee, Southwest Florida has it all. And ABC Electric has been serving this market for over 40 years. They are looking for everything from apprentices to estimators and management talent. Go to abcelectricservice.com to learn more and email your resume. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/BASS.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio. As we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some of the news and notes from around the pond. This is your last chance to win a chance to fish with 2017 AOI champ Brandon Polinek. So visit Bassmaster.com to enter now. to win a Skeeter ZX190 with a Yamaha 150 motor. Plus, Brandon's prize pack, including items from Hummingbird, Minn Kota, Cabela's, and GoPro, and more. The total prize package is valued at over $57,000. Enter at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. While you are at the site, sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing as well. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha 150. Plus, fantasy fishing winners who are BASS members, when they set their teams, will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And there's another great reason to become a member of BASS today. Sign up for fantasy fishing at BassmasterFantasy.com. Bassmaster is also pleased to announce the new and improved app for downloading and reading the magazine. Now, the new app offers a responsive view, bookmarks, the ability to search across all issues, social media sharing, and much, much more. Digital subscriptions are available for $19.99 through Bassmaster.com/digital, iTunes, or the Google Play Store for Apple and Android devices. Current members can add a digital subscription for 50% off the full digital price at Bassmaster.com/digital. Now, April is a very busy month for the BASS tournament schedule, so let's take a look at what's coming. As we said, the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Elite at the Sabine River, presented by the Econo Lodge, is coming up next weekend, April 6th through 9th. That's a wraparound deal starting on a Friday and finishing on a championship Monday. Then it's the Mossy Oak Bassmaster High School Eastern Open, presented by Dick's Sporting Goods. That is back out at Lake Hartwell on April 14th. The Bass Pro Shops Central Open number 2 is at the Arkansas River. That's April 19th through 21st. And then it's the Carhartt College Southern Tour presented by Bass Pro Shops. That's on Pickwick. Oh, yeah. Out of Florence, Alabama, April 19th through 21st. And then it's back to the Elite Series at Grand Lake. That one's coming up April 26th through 29th. So a very busy month. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or guests that you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio, or hit the Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and those nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.